doing something for you besides thank you, you might say, I'm much
indebted to you for what you've done for me.
When you go downtown, you go down there to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase. Storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it up.
If you sell for less than you paid, you say, I had to sell it.
And lost money on it.
Okay, I had to sell it. Another way of saying it?
For less than
selling
I,
it at
I had
a,
to sell it for less than I paid for.
Mm-hmm. Selling it at a
loss.
If you admire something very much, but you don't have enough money to buy it, you say, I like it, but
too expensive for me.
On the first of the month, people that have to pay rent to you say, my bill is
the one that's paying.
If they have to pay by the first of the month, they know that their bill is
whatever the rent is.
Yeah, but it is what? By the first of the month, it is
due. Mm-hmm. It's due.
Mm-hmm. And if you belong to a club, sometimes you have to pay the
dues.
If you don't have money and you have to go to the bank, you might ask to
write a check.
But if you didn't have the money in the bank but you needed it, you would have to
borrow it.
When the banker is refusing the loan, he says money is like those things are about as blank as hen's teeth. About as you don't have very many of them, and you don't have much money. The loan to you, and he says, especially in the 30s, this happened. Money was
very scarce.
When you went swimming,
that's when we had the deep depression.
Mm-hmm. When you went swimming and you hit your stomach when you jumped in the water, you called it a your bill. Some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for
paying promptly. Paying your.
Did you have any other names for it?
Paying your bill.
What would it be called, that particular gift? It's for
paying.
Did you have
what,
any old time terms for it? A long time ago.
Well, I would say like a paid the bill promptly,
and
they gave me a.
He'd say it's for. Did you have any old time terms for it? Okay, let's go on then. If someone gets caught in the whirlpool and you can't get out,